This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Kristen Brianna Kelly, 35, and Isaac Smith get in an argument in the parking lot of a Sand Springs, Oklahoma gas station, 4 a.m. Kristen Kelly pulls out a gun and shoots Isaac several times in the neck and chest, killing him. When the police arrive, the weapon's not hard to find.
Nancy, the two are sitting in a car when the attendant hears gunshots and sees several flashes of light. After the murder, Kelly does not flee the scene, but does ditch her still-loaded weapon in a nearby trash can.
Kristen Brianna Kelly arrested for Isaac Smith's death. Kelly pleads guilty to second-degree murder and landed 20 years behind bars. One day after Aubrey Jean Beckerberg's 20th birthday, she leaves her Reedsburg, Wisconsin home to pick up her paycheck. Her two children are with a babysitter. 2 days before, she filed a criminal complaint against husband Ronald Beckerberg, who she says beat her so badly she suffered head injuries. She says he also threatened to kill her. The babysitter comes forward saying Aubrey hitchhiked to Madison, 55 miles away, then caught a bus to Indiana. She's never seen again. Until just a few days ago, detectives opened up the cold case and searched Ancestry.com and other public records to track Audrey to an out-of-state address. Audrey, now 82, tells police she left to escape her husband 60 years ago and has no interest in returning home to her family. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Wisconsin, the father of a teenage girl who carried out a deadly school shooting last year is now facing felony charges. Prosecutors say 42-year-old Jeffrey Rupnow of Madison gave his daughter, 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, access to the semi-automatic pistol she used to kill a teacher and a fellow student. A newly unsealed criminal complaint describes how Natalie had been deeply affected by her parents' divorce, channeling her anger into a piece of writing titled War Against Humanity, and reportedly constructing a cardboard model of the school to plan the attack, which she intended to end in suicide. Rupnow is charged with two counts of providing a firearm to a minor resulting in death and contributing to the delinquency of a child. All are felonies. He was arrested and booked into the Dane County Jail. Acting Madison Police Chief John Patterson says Rupnow has been cooperative. Luxury real estate brothers, once seen at the top of their game, are now facing growing federal charges tied to a sex trafficking case. Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner is following the latest developments in Manhattan.
A superseding indictment filed adds five new federal charges against Oren Tall and Alon Alexander, three brothers accused in a wide-ranging sex trafficking case. Prosecutors say the Alexanders, known for high-end property deals in New York City, Miami, and Los Angeles, used their wealth and power to facilitate sexual abuse of women and girls over a span of nearly two decades, from 2002 to 2021. The latest charges involve four additional women, including one who was underage when the alleged abuse occurred. Prosecutors say they've spoken with over 60 people who claim they were raped by at least one of the brothers. The men are being held without bail and have pleaded not guilty. Their next court date has not been set. Defense attorney Richard Clue called the new charges baseless and accused prosecutors of overreach. The U.S. Attorney's Office declined further comment, but urged anyone with information to contact the FBI.
The investigation remains active as federal agents continue to gather evidence and potential witness accounts.
Thanks, John. Alicia Brown, a new mom, goes for a walk in the middle of August, leaving behind a baby boy, Bill Cornelius. The baby's dad says Alicia usually calls him 15 times a day, and he's worried when he doesn't hear from her. Alicia, 36, spotted walking in West Philly, but her trail goes cold. Alicia Brown, African American, 5'7", 130 pounds, tattoo right wrist, hair worn in braids. The Citizens Crime Commission offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to the whereabouts of Alicia Brown, new mom. If you have info on Alicia Brown, please call the Citizens Crime Commission, 215-546-8477. Repeat, 215-546-8477. That's 215-546-TIPS. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.